In the parsha wo es wird angesagt wegen Chag HaSukkos, in the parsha where the Torah talks about and tells us about Sukkos, which is parsha Emor, steht zwei mal bei Yom HaRishon. Twice there appears the words on the first day. It says bei Yom HaRishon mikra kodesh kol melech zavedei lo yisasu. The first pasuk is on the first day of the Yom Tov is a holy day and no work should be done on that day. And the second time it says lakachtem lachem b'yom rishon pri etz hodah, you shall take for yourself on the first day the esrog and the lulav and so on. Zoktev dem the Gemara. So the Gemara says in regards to these two times b'yom rishon as beschar from the tzvei rishon, that in reward for the two, for keeping the two rishons that the Torah speaks about, which are shvisas haregel de chag, the keeping of the Yom Tov, meaning not to do work on Yom Tov and so on, which is from the pasuk on the first day is a holy day, and the second thing, the tilos lulav, by taking the four species, as taught in the pasuk, so in merit of these 2 days, is menzoiche lebinya beis hamikdash, we merit the building, the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash, and to the name of Mashiach. Was very ungerufen Rishon, because those 2 things are also referred to as Rishon, as we see from the Psukim, Kisei Kovid Moraim Mirishon Mokam Mikdashenu, that the Beis Hamikdash is referred to as Rishon, and Rishon Letzion Hine Hinam, the Rishon Letzion referring to Mashiach, behold, he is here, and so on. So therefore, Mashiach and the Beis Hamikdash are also referred to as Rishon. So because we keep the 2 mitzvahs in regards to which the Torah says Rishon, we merit the 2 things that are called, referred to as Rishon, the Beis Hamikdash and Mashiach. Is Mevar and then the Mashah. So the Mashah explains about this Gemara, that the Yom Tov Sukkos is mitam ki besukkos hashavti is b'nei Yisrael b'tziyah oisim meretz Mitzrayim. Why specifically Sukkos? Because the Sukkos is because the Eibishter protected us in Sukkos when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Or do the Shvisa b'Sukkah, so therefore when we spend time in the Sukkah, vet mezeicha zayin to beis hamikdash vas efem shteit v'hi b'shalom sukkai, when we keep the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we merit the beis hamikdash, which about whom it says v'hi b'shalom sukkai, the beis hamikdash is also referred to as Sukkai, his place of protection, Hashem's place of protection, and so therefore we merit that. Und netilos dalad minim is verbunden mit simcha, and since the 4 species, the lulav and esrog, are connected to simcha, as it says in the pasuk v'lakachnu lachem b'yom rishon, and it talks about the 4 species, and then it says usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem, you shall rejoice before Hashem. So we see that there is a correlation between the 4, the dalad minim and simcha. Therefore we will merit to rejoice in the coming of Mashiach. So the Gemara simply relies on the Psukim, shows the correlation between the Psukim, Rishon, Rishon. But the Mashah gives the reasoning why the Yom Tov of Sukkos is related to the Beis HaMikdash, and why the Simcha of the Dalad Minim is related to Mashiach. The mit is a reich mevayer, dem dio kaloshen l'shmei shel Mashiach. And through this he also explains why the Gemara says we will be zeichet to the name of Mashiach. Why the name of Mashiach and rather than Mashiach himself? Val de inyan ha-simcha b'vias ha-Mashiach is merumas m'shmei shel Mashiach, because the joy aspect related to the coming of Mashiach is alluded to in the name of Mashiach. Sh'shmei Menachem, because the name of Mashiach is Menachem, as the Gemara says, Shehu Yenachameinu v'yisamchenu, he will comfort us and he will bring us joy. K'may Shukosav, as the pasuk says, Samchenu k'mayis yinisanu, give us reason to rejoice, like the days in which we were afflicted. That's our asking for Mashiach in the sense of rejoice. Give us a reason to rejoice. Dafim Fashtein. So we have to understand about this. The Adgoshes Chazal Rishon, why the Chachamim put the emphasis on the Rishon. Vibal does the Shaychus Fun Sukkos mit Beis Hamikdash. Is Metzad HaPosik Vayibisholim Sukkos, since, as the Masha explains, the connection between the Beis Hamikdash and Sukkos is because of the Pasuk Vayibisholim Sukkos. So we see that the Beis Hamikdash is referred to as a Sukkah. Versteht auf dem Beis Hamikdash. Hat er gedacht, auskommen als die Mitzvah durch welche mir solche zu binnen Beis Hamikdash. So it would seem logical that the Mitzvah by which we will merit the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash soll sein, the Mitzvah besukkah teshu, should be related to the Mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. Und bemeile alle Shivas Yomim, and therefore it would be related to all 7 days of Sukkah in which there is the Mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah. The Inyan for Sukkah Gufa. In other words, that the idea of sukkah, of the sukkah on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, that's what it should be related to. And it should. Why is it related? Why do the Chachamim bring the connection that they say in merit of keeping Yom Tov, not about sitting in the sukkah, but of keeping Yom Tov, not working on Yom Tov and so on, which is not related to sukkah specifically, that's related to Yom Tov in general, to all 4 Yom Tovim. Was das ist a mitzvah nesefes besukai, which the mitzvah to rest on the Yom Tov is unrelated to the sukkah itself. It's just another part of what Yom Tov is. Unor beregel b'yemerishin, and it's only on the day of the Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed, because on Chol HaMoed you are allowed to do work. So it's only on the first day. But so why shouldn't it be related? Why shouldn't it be related to the sukkah specifically, which relates to all 7 days? And why is it limited to the first day? And the same can be asked about what the Chachamim say that Yezoicha for the Mashiach. Fabos is the mitzvah durvelcha mezoicha l'shmei shel Mashiach. Why is it that the mitzvah by which we will merit the name of Mashiach, sheyisamchenu, that he will bring us joy? Why is it based on the lakachtam lachami yom rishayim by taking the lulav and esrog on the first day? Versus blaze for bunim simcha, the mitzvah of lulav and esrog is only related to simcha, as we see from the pasuk that it follows by saying usmachtam and you shall rejoice. So why should it be connected to that? Unish the mitzvah from simcha usmachtam b'chagecha gufa. Why don't we say that in merit of rejoicing on Yom Tov, which is a specific mitzvah to Sukkos, to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, v'samachta b'chagecha. So why shouldn't it be based on the simcha of the Yom Tov, which again would be all the days of the Yom Tov, even though he doesn't say it inside. But in any case, why connect it to the lulav and esrog, which are only related to simcha and not connected to the mitzvah of simcha and Sukkos, which is the idea of simcha itself? To summarize, why is the merit? How do we merit the Beis Hamikdash? Because we rest on Yom Tov. Why do we say that we merit the Beis Hamikdash? Because we sit in the Sukkah, which is related, as the Mashal says, to the Pasuk Vayhi Shalom Sukkah directly. And also in regards to Shmei Shalom Mashiach, why is it that we merit it through resting on Yom Tov and not why is it related to the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, which is only related to Simcha and not to the mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov itself? The beer in them. So the explanation is, in mitzvah sukkah gefindt men achidush und meilu legabe andere mitzvah benigeya ir pu'ula ib de dvorim gashmim. In regards to the mitzvah of sukkah, we find something unique and novel about the mitzvah of sukkah, which we don't find by other mitzvahs, in how they affect the physical objects which we use for the sukkah. The schach and the tefan is the covering, the schach, and the walls of the sukkah. Mit welcher es wird getan die mitzvah, with which we do the mitzvah. What's unique and novel? B'shas me tut a mitzvah mit a dover gashmi. Generally, when we do a mitzvah with a physical object, poil the mitzvah azichuch in the dover gashmi. We know that the mitzvah brings a refinement to that physical object. B'izat afilu l'achre kiyam a mitzvah, haben die dvorim gashmi madim von tashmish a mitzvah, and it brings such a refinement that even after we're done doing the mitzvah with that object, we're finished with the mitzvah, the physical object still retains a status of something that was used for a mitzvah. It has a certain holiness attached to it as tashmishei mitzvah, something that was used in service of a mitzvah. by mitzvah tzitzis, like for instance by the mitzvah of tzitzis, as kolzman the tzitzis and kavua in talis, as long as the tzitzis, the strings are attached to the talis, so therefore they are now being, they are a mitzvah. Also, l'shtamish b'em shum tashmish olchayl, you're not allowed to use it for any other mundane use. The strings of the tzitzis mishum biza mitzvah, because that would be insulting to the mitzvah. On the kamadeus aflacha shenivzgu in living by midgin b'zoyin, and according to some opinions, even after they've been cut off or they tore off the talis, so now they're no longer being used as the mitzvah, you're still not allowed to treat them, you know, dispose of them in an dishonorable way and so on. Aber afo became, but even though this is true that they can't be treated in a disrespectful way, seine de tzitzis, afilo ben seine kavua betalis, so the tzitzis, even when they're on the talis, so they're still being used as the mitzvah, nor tashmisha mitzvah. We only call them the material, the wool thread is used in the service of a mitzvah. Unish kein tashmisha gedusha, but we don't call them holy objects. And if it wasn't, if not for them, but for the issue of treating them disrespectfully, you would be permitted to use those strings for some other use, as long as it's not disrespectful. So that's by general mitzvahs. But when it comes to the fulfillment of the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, vert oich haktusha in the atzias chach, where the wood that we use for the schach is considered to be holy. And midrabanan, it's also considered, even the walls are also considered to have a certain holiness. And where do we see this? Kishem shachal shem shemayim ala kachim. As it says in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that just like the name of Hashem is upon sanctified matter, like karbonos and so on, kach hal shem shemayim ala sukkah, so also the name of Hashem is upon the sukkah. So the sukkah becomes holy, sanctified, similar to kachim. Umetzad dekdusha shebehem, and because of this holiness that is attached to them, tormezich mitzei nishnutzim b'meshech me'achag, you're not allowed to use the walls of the sukkah or the schach for any other use other than what they're intended to be, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Unchot shazoich sukkah is tashmisha mitzvah, nish tashmisha kedusha, and even though it's true that the materials they use for the sukkah and the schach are only tashmisha mitzvah and not tashmisha kedusha, is thus nor la'achash avri me'achag ven avra mitzvasov. That's only after Yom Tov is over and the mitzvah of sukkah is over for this year. At which time it's already permitted to use the materials of the schach for other uses. However, of course, it's appropriate that one should not use them in a disrespectful way, but you're allowed to use them. But in these Zayin Yemei Achag, that's true after Yom Tov, but during Yom Tov, during the 7 days of the Yom Tov, there is Chalav Zei Kedusha, then there is a Kedusha that is attached to them. For which reason, al pi halacha, you're not allowed to use them for any other use. Was der uftu von Kedusha Sukkah, if dem was sie is euch von der Tashmisha Mitzvah, that this novel holiness which is attached to the sukkah, which is more than simply being tashmisha mitzvah, which of course they are too, but this is more, they have a higher holiness than just tashmisha mitzvah, vibay ander mitzvahs, which would be true of other mitzvahs, is eich benegei the pa'ula from the mitzvah of the davagashmi, also has an effect of how this mitzvah affects the physical matter which you use for the mitzvah. The gedder von tashmisha mitzvah is as mishtamshim behem l'shem mitzvah. What is the meaning of tashmisha mitzvah, something used for a mitzvah, is qualified in this way, that we use them for the purpose, for the sake of a mitzvah. Aber in zeiguf is nishtakin kedusha, but in the wool for the tzitzis itself, there is no holiness. It's just that we use this wool in order to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis. Masha'en king tushas as sukkah made, but what does it mean, the holiness of sukkah? As the sukkah gufa, the schach and the tfan is vert kodesh. That the sukkah itself, the material itself, becomes sanctified. Kishem shechal shem shemayim lakotshim, as he said before, that just like there is holiness attached to sanctified objects like a carbon, kachal shem shemayim lasukkah, so also the name of Hashem, meaning the holiness, is also upon the sukkah itself. So it's not merely like the wool of tzitzis, but that the walls and the schach of the sukkah also become like kachim, like sanctified matter. Al derech zeh gefind man euch bei mitzvos und tilos dalet minu. We find a similarity by the mitzvah of the dalet minim. As the shaychus from the minim gashmi mit the mitzvah, that the connection between the physical objects, meaning the fruits and the leaves, the branches that we use for the mitzvah, was vert mitzvah getan, which we're doing, the ones that are used for this mitzvah, is mer ba'ad gosha b'ba'andere mitzvahs, we find a greater emphasis on the intrinsic connection between this particular matter that we're using, these branches, this fruit, and the mitzvah that they're doing, then would normally be found in the relationship between physical objects and the mitzvah with which we do them, we do with them. But to explain this, we'll first explain something else. The shaychus from adaba gashmi to the mitzvah, was mizmekayim item, the connection between the physical matter and the mitzvah which we are doing with it, is bashteit nishnor in them was durchen kiyam a mitzvah, or the afilu durchen blois bashtim in the gashmi for a mitzvah, is not simply because through doing the mitzvah, or even before we begin to do the mitzvah, just setting it aside for the purpose of doing a mitzvah, that physical matter becomes refined. When you do a mitzvah with physical matter, it becomes refined. So there is a connection already between the mitzvah and the object, the physical matter that you're doing with it. And even if you haven't done the mitzvah yet, in certain cases, if you just set it aside for the purpose of the mitzvah, already it gets a certain refinement. So it's not only that, nor euch mitzad sein etzem mitzius, but also because of the physical matter itself, even before you did a mitzvah with it, even before you set it aside to do a mitzvah with it, there's some connection between this particular physical matter and the mitzvah with which it can be done with. Even before you actually do the mitzvah, or even before you set it aside, there is already a connection between this particular type of material and the mitzvah that needs to be done with this particular type of material. Das gufe, was the dove gashmi is roi zu machen von einer mitzvah, the very fact that this particular physical material can be used in to do a mitzvah with it. For instance, in the case of tzitzis, that wool is usable to make tzitzis. Weiss, that it is mer mezuchach von hecha, von andre dvarim gashmim. That shows that for some reason the Torah considers wool to be of a more refined material, that it is fit to be used in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And the same would be true for other materials which can be used in other types of mitzvah, whereas there are other, many, many other materials which cannot be used for any mitzvah. In other words, that the Torah doesn't consider them to be of such a refined nature that they can be used in the performance of a mitzvah. So this wool, for instance, is higher than other types of materials, even things which are permitted to be used in other ways. They're not off limits to us, but they don't have the refinement that they can be used for a mitzvah particularly. It's higher than those other materials which cannot be used for any mitzvah. And in this point, that in the case of the Dalet Minim, we find that they are on a higher state than other materials which are used for other mitzvahs. As the zichuch in ilui from the dalad minim was macht zei roi lekiyam mitzvah zu, that this refinement which is found in the dalad minim, which makes them fit to be used in a mitzvah, which is true of all the mitzvahs, is nan oifen golui, because in the dalad minim we see clearly there is a revealed and manifest connection between the material and the mitzvah that's going to be done with them, which is not necessarily true by other things. We don't know what the connection between mitzvah tzitzis and wool particularly is. We don't know why wool is the right material for a mitzvah tzitzis. But in the Dalet Minim, we are able to see why these four are chosen to be used in that mitzvah. Says Mevor in Chassidus. Chassidus explains that the tam was for the mitzvah v'lakachtem lachem, that the reason for this mitzvah of taking the four Dalet Minims, and in Uzi Klibin Gevorim Dafke Difir Minim, why were these four chosen as the four species? Is the far was in Zay is do the tchuna von Achtus, is because all of these four types express the idea of unity. Lulav is olav kfusim. The lulav, all the leaves have to be, they all grow together. They're tightly pressed together. They grow united. Olav leta b'sachtus, all the leaves grow very, very closely together. Hadas is tlosa b'chad kina, by the mitzvah of hadasim. You know, one of the conditions of a hadas, maybe the main condition, is that the three leaves that come out have to be on the same level. If one of them comes out at a different level, that's considered, that's not a kosher hadas anymore. So in other words, we find the achdus that all three have to be on the same page, on the same level. That's expression of achdus. Aravas and gedelim ba'achva, the aravas, they also grow, the branches grow closely packed together on the tree. Umekolshken esrig, and certainly in the case of esrig, vasizdar be'ilone mishana l'shana, one of the things about an esrig is that it grows on the tree all four seasons. There's no other fruit that sits on the tree through all the four seasons. Only the esrig. Und in em verem fad einzig die alle vier avirim von die dalet kovas l'shana, which means that the esrig contains in it the influence of the environment of every single season. It needs all four seasons in order to complete its growth and its ripening. So we see that the esrig contains in it influence from the whole year, from every single aspect of the year. It brings together every single diverse season of the year into the esrig. And although in the world in general, in the world that we live in, the physical world, things are really disunited. Is muchach, so it becomes clear, as does was the Dalet Minim haben sich die Eigenschaft von Achtos, so that the fact that these four species, which are different than the rest of the world, which expresses disunity, these four express the idea of unity. Nemtziches der Fumba in Zei is nirgesh achlishes in Zei Welterskeit. The reason would be because, for some reason, these four are more weakly connected to the physical aspect of the world. They don't take on the properties of the world that we live in, which is the idea of disunity, and they continue to express unity, which is a more spiritual concept, which is a more spiritual manifestation. V'dos is verbunden mit Bittel, the Bittel von Elokus, because that's connected to the idea of unity, is connected to Bittel. It's Bittel which allows one to be able to connect and become united with others around them. If you don't have Bittel, you're not able to unite with other things. You consider them to be competition and so on. And so that expresses an idea of Elokus, these four species which express unity as opposed to the rest of the world which expresses disunity, is because these four are more related and more closely connected to Elokus. So it's the species itself express the idea of connection to Elokus. Was von dem is moving, that from this we can understand, as Chodsh Oich by Allah Mitzvahs is da azichuch and ailu in the dvarim gashmim vel chazayne roi to machem for zayn mitzvahs kanal siv gimel, that even though it's true by all mitzvahs, that why are these materials the right ones to be used in the performance of a mitzvah, is because there is something that more refined about those materials which are with which we can do a mitzvah. But it cannot, there's no comparison between the refinement in all those other materials, like wool, which we use as an example, and the refinement which we find in the Dalad Minim, which are the ones that we can use for the Dalad Minim. Because in these four species, we see in a very open way how they express a more refined state of being. And in other things, in wool or other materials that we use in a mitzvah, we don't find anything unique and special about it. Und das ist eine von den Unionen, in welchem es hat, sei der Zadashob in der zwei Mitzvah sanal Sukkah und Dalet Mirim. And this is one of the ways in which we see both the common denominator between these two mitzvahs of Sukkah and Dalet Mirim. Und sei der Chiluk zwischen sie, but on the other hand, we also see a difference between the Sukkah and the Dalet Mirim. The Zadashob von beide Mitzvahs, was steht in dem, how are they common, these two mitzvahs? In this way, was in beide is mudgish the shaychus from the gashmi, that in both of them we see the connection between the physical material that you're doing the mitzvah with, the schach or tfanas of sukkah and the dalad minim, which are the schach and the walls of the sukkah and the four species. We see the connection between them, so the mitzvahs mer v'andere mitzvahs. We find the materials used in the performance of the mitzvah to be more closely related to the mitzvah itself than we would find in connection to other mitzvahs. In the sukkah, it was because they take on a holiness which is more than just tashmishik kedusha. And in the case of the dalad minim, it's because they express the unity which the mitzvah which we perform them. Und der chiluk zwischen zeh is, but what's the difference between sukkah and dalad minim? As the shaychus von schach hasukkah mit mitzvahs yeshiva besukkah is durch the pe'ula in the dove gashmi durch an kiyama mitzvah. In the case of the schach hasukkah, what gives the holiness to the sukkah, to the schach of the sukkah and the walls of the sukkah? When you sat in the sukkah, once you performed the mitzvah of the sukkah, that's what brings the holiness to the materials with which you use the sukkah. Or it's even if before you sit in it, just that you designated it as a sukkah, you made it into a sukkah, so you conferred holiness on those materials. But intrinsically, we don't know that they have any special connection and a special holiness more than any other materials, or at least any other materials with which you can do a mitzvah. Of course, they have more refinement than other materials which cannot be used in a mitzvah, as he said before, but not more than any other material that you can use for any other mitzvah. It's only by dint of the fact that you decided to use the schach for the kiyama mitzvah sukkah that they took on this holiness. Und the shaychus, on the other hand, the connection from the dalad minim to mitzvah sulakachtam lachem, but the connection between these four species and the mitzvah that we do with them is is not because once you bought your esrig then it becomes holy. The species of esrig itself and of lulav and the other three as well, their nature is one which is lends itself to this kind of mitzvah, to this achdus, and therefore there is a greater intrinsic connection between the material that we use for the mitzvah and the mitzvah itself. Vav, noch hatzadashovet un achilik zwischen the zwei mitzvahs, another similarity and at the same time also a difference between these two mitzvahs. Sukkah is hechef and ischalkus. The idea of sukkah brings out something which is beyond division. Zi is makif. How so? Zi is makif. The sukkah acts on a person that it envelops him, it surrounds the person. It encircles you, the head and the foot are totally at once. The head is equal to the legs, everything is the same is included into the sukkah equally. Unoch mer even more so. Nishnor is the hechaf from the mischalkus the reish v'guf v'regel. Not only is the sukkah, does the sukkah transcend the differences between the head and the body and the legs and so on, by themselves eden. Not only in within the same person, but within the same Jew, does it not recognize the difference between his head and his legs. Nor sie is hecher euch von dem mischalkus zwischen einiden mit der zweiten. But it doesn't even recognize the differences between one Jew and another Jew. Everyone is equal within the sukkah. Bizas kol Yisrael ruim leishu b'sukkah achas, as we know from the famous statement that every single Jew, the Gemara says that every single Jew can sit in the same sukkah. We could all pile in to the same sukkah and there would be no problem. In other words, the sukkah includes and envelops all Jews equally, without difference of who you are, what you are, what your level is, and so on. The sukkah recognizes everyone equally. Und euch, the Dalet Minim, is in Yonam Achtus. The same is true for the Dalet Minim. They are also a mitzvah which brings together, number one, the Achtus from the Protim in Yed Min Gufa. First of all, each one of the species exhibits and projects the idea of unity, as we said before. Each species has the idea of unity. And number two, the Achtus from the Dalet Minim zusammen, the fact that we unite and bring together all these four species into one group, from the aluminium tzuzama vert a mitzvah, that we bring them all together and make them into one mitzvah. You need all four, so it expresses the achdus that you have to bring everything, every species, every level, every type together in order to be able to do the mitzvah. Aber euch in the achdus is a chilek zwischen sukkah and aluminium, but also in the type of achdus that they express, there is a difference between the sukkah and the aluminium. In sukkah, the sukkah doesn't recognize any differences to begin with. There is no differences. The head and the leg are the same. Every Jew is the same. Mashenkin in the Dalet Minim zeniyodo pratim mechulakim, but in the Dalet Minim it does recognize the four different categories. The ischalkos from the fir fashidin the minim and the ischalkos are pratim in yedin min gufa. First of all, the four different species are four different species, and they represent different levels. And also within every species also, there is the things which they bring together, the way in which they bring together the different things. Now, the pratim zayin, so there are differences, but they become united under the mitzvah of the sukkah, the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim. And one could say, as the beide chilukim tzvishin sukkah and dalet minim, we could say that these two differences between sukkah and dalet minim, which are, number one, the chiluk from the shaychas from the mitzvahs to the dvarim gashmi in the leil sifhei, the difference that we said how the mitzvahs relate to the physical objects with which the mitzvah is done, as was in the Sifhei. And the second thing is the chiluk in an achdus, the different types of achdus that they express, which there is also a difference between a sukkah and the dalet minim. So these two differences are actually related to each other. Just to refresh our memory, the first difference of how they affect the dvarim gashmim is that in the sukkah it is only because it's related to this mitzvah that it becomes more holy, whereas in the Dalet Minim they are intrinsically more express the idea of achdus. And the type of achdus that they express, the second point is that by the sukkah it doesn't recognize any differences. Everything is just simply united, whereas by the Dalet Minim there are differences, but they become united. So what's the connection between the two? The geder von olam v'yeres mitzad atzmai is hischalkus and pirud. The world expresses on its own, that's what it is, it expresses disunity. Und das was bekamet worden schon bei olam is da v'mezet umezet inyan achdus. And the fact that there are certain things in the world where there are, and you can actually see that they express a certain unity, is mitzadem was in die Sachen is meir the achdus was kum von dem beire und von der lokus. The reason that there are certain things in the physical world which express unity is because godliness is more manifest in those things, in those physical things, and therefore they lend themselves more to unity, which is a godly character trait. The world's character trait is disunity. Godly character trait is unity. So when you find something in the physical world which expresses unity, it's because there is more godly character which is manifest in that physical object. Von dem is movem. From this we can understand as the chilik von der achtus shebesuke, was is heche von is chalkus apratim, that the difference between the type of achtus which we find in the sukkah, which is completely transcends the idea of details of separation and division. It just sees everything as one. On the achtus shebed alad minim, as opposed to the unity which is expressed by the dal minim, was is noris achtus apratim, which only brings together things which on their own are recognized as different, is behesim. So the chilik beha'aras olakoshu behem would be in accordance with the type of godliness which permeates them, and therefore the expression of achdus is different according to the godliness which permeates the materials of the sukkah and the materials of the dalad minim. The inyana is achdus v'yeriz in the dalad minim. The type of bringing together that comes as through the dalad minim, is achdus from protim, the, as we said, a coming together of different types of species, biz, as euch noch sehr is achdus, verbleiben sie protim uchlokim, in such a way that even after they come together, they're bound together and brought together as one mitzvah, we still see them as four different types of species. That expresses the idea that the world, which by its nature is disunity, has subjugated itself to the godly within it, and therefore allows itself to be brought together. Whereas when we talk about the unity which is brought up by the sukkah, was is mushlal. In that kind of unity, as we said, there is no division, there is no differences, everything is just seen as one and united. That brings out the unity which is found in godliness which transcends the world. There, in that godliness which transcends the world, unity is the only thing that is found. There is no differences because it's not in the world. The world expresses disunity. So in order for to have a kind of unity which in which no differences are seen and manifest, that is related to the godliness as it transcends the world where there is no disunity. So that's the kind of elikus that we find in the materials of the sukkah or in the mitzvah of sukkah. Val pize movement. So according to this, we can understand the chilek zwischen sukkah and the dalad minim binyas ha'achdus shebehem is behesem to the chilek zwischen zeh b'inyan hashachet to dvarim gashmiyim l'inyan hamitzvos. So now we can understand how the difference in the type of achdus which is brought out by the two different mitzvahs of sukkah and dalad minim are related to the way they are connected to the elikus which is within them, how the physical matter is related to the godliness which permeates them in different ways, and that's why the holiness is different for the sukkah and for the dalad minim. By the dalad minim, in regards to the dalad minim bibal, das inyonam is vivel state in abitul elikus, since they express the idea how the world has subjugated itself to elikus. The ribur is the adgoshen, the chibur agashmis with the mitzvah shebehem, vizei zainen atel from the welt. Therefore, the emphasis in the mitzvah of dalad minim is as how do they function in subjugating themselves to elikus as a part of the world, as being within the world. In other words, to the gashmiyah shebehem. It has to be manifest in the physical aspect of the dalad minim that they are subjugating themselves to elikus, because that's the kind of bittul we're talking about. Siz kentigin zeir mitzias gashmi v'zizayin royal mitzvah, and therefore, in their very physical nature of these four species, we see the bittul that they have to elikus. Their physical mitzias expresses their intrinsic bittul and achdus that they have. it's not something that transcends their physical nature, but it is found in their physical nature, because that's the kind of bittul that the Dalet Minim express, how the world is going to subjugate itself to Elokus. So it's found in the nature of the world itself, in the physical nature of these four species. Sheinkin Sukkah, whereas when we get to the mitzvah of Sukkah, Vibaldas in Yonah Izam Shachas Ha'artas to Elokus, since the idea of Sukkah is that it draws down a level of unity which is found in Elokus from outside the world, the Riber is the Adgoshin, the Mchibar HaMitzvah, Agashim, the Negate, so their mitzvah, therefore, where do we find the unity? Where do we find the holiness of the mitzvah of Sukkah? As an expression of the mitzvah of the Sukkah, not by its intrinsic physical mitzvahs, but how it was used in a mitzvah. As the Amshachas Elokus Durch Mitzvah Sukkah is Hecher Euch von Eschalkas Agdorim von Ruchnius and Gashmius. That since when you draw down through the mitzvah, you bring down a lakus which is transcends the world and transcends any kind of differences and divisions. Therefore, there is no difference, or we find less of a difference between ruchnius and gashmius. The two are not seen to be separate. They're all an expression of a lakus, and therefore you can bring kedusha, actual holiness, into physical objects as well. To summarize, so in the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, where the kind of bittul that it expresses is bittul within the world, subjugation of the worldly character to Hashem, therefore you find the expression of the unity in its physical manifestation, in its physical characteristics. Whereas by the Sukkah, where the unity is brought in from outside the world, it's a godly holiness that comes from outside the world, therefore when it is brought in through the mitzvah into the physical material, it doesn't recognize as much difference between gashmius and ruchnius, and therefore you can have actual holiness, which you don't find that in the Dalet Minim. There's no actual holiness attributed to the four minim. It's a natural unity, in other words, a holiness, semi-holiness, semi-refinement, which is found in the Dalet Minim, but in the Sukkah, it is an actual holiness, as he explained from Halacha at the beginning of the Sikha. Ches afal pikein is da mile in the sachtas apradnusha b'dalet minim of the sachtas shalomaylam is chalkas the Sukkah. Yet, even though you would think that the kind of unity which is brought out but through the Sukkah, which comes from, transcends the physical world, is a greater type of unity, he says, but there is a certain quality which can be found in the type of his achdus, in the type of unity which is brought out through the Dalet Minim, rather than through the unity of the Sukkah. Waren der Scheidisch von des Achtes abrotim is euch as euch protim seine besachtus, because where does it come, where does this idea that things which are by definition different from each other are able to come together? Nemt sich von Achtes Amitis, that comes from the true nature of unity. Was is Heche von die Gdorim von Achtes in des Chalkos protim, the true unity which comes from the essence of Hashem, the Achtos, where is true unity found? Hashem Echad. Only Hashem expresses true unity. And it's from that unity that the idea comes that you can bring together things which are intrinsically different than each other and that they should become united. So he explains, the Achtos von Sukkah nimmt sich von an Ort, was Ribui is an Inyan Hofchi von Achtos. Where does the unity that is expressed by Sukkah come from? From a place, from what's called Makif, where the idea of disunity, meaning that there should be divisions, many different things, which many different means not united. Over there, in that place, many is contradictory to one. Many is a direct contradiction to the idea of achdus. Und der Ribber ist die Achtus in an Eifen, was ist Scheilu, ist Chalkus Protem. And therefore, if you want to have Achtus, there can't be differences. There can only be unity. You can't have different things and unity at the same time, because in that place, many is a contradiction to Achtus. Aber der Achtos, wie es ist, mit Zadats Musi ist Borech, but the unity that is expressed within the essence of Hashem, was ist Achtos Abshuta, where their unity is in its purest state, is Ribbe nicht kann stirre zu Achtos, aber there, multiple is not a contradiction to unity. In fact, the fact that there is different types of things comes from within the unity of Hashem. It comes as a result of the unity. As explained in a number of places in Chassidus, that it's only from Achdus Pshuta that you could have the ability to have multiple things and that it shouldn't be contradictory to the Achdus. In a similar way, we can also understand in regards to the type of coming together of the holiness or the elikus, which is expressed in the physical object with which you do the mitzvah, how they are different between sukkah and dalad minim. As in Dalad Minim is Do'a Maila of the Sachta Shabbat Sukkah, that in the Dalad Minim there is a certain quality which is lacking in the mitzvah of Sukkah, in the way the physical object expresses its connection to Elokus. How so? In the Sachta Zagashmas mitzvah and mitzvah Sukkah, the way the coming together of the physical object and the mitzvah of Sukkah. Since, as we said before, when does it happen? It happens only as a result of the fact that you're using this material for the mitzvah. But if you weren't using this wood for the mitzvah, it wouldn't express any connection to Elokus. Und nicht, es ist in der Teva Dava Gashmi, because there's nothing in the nature of the wood that you're using that is essentially connected to the mitzvah, so it doesn't express anything like that. Bringt es noch nitarois de emesis achtos, so therefore it doesn't express a true unity with Elokus, because it's not in its own nature that it's connected to Elokus, it's only as a result of having introduced a mitzvah into this material that it becomes bottle to Elokus. Mashenken dalad minim, but when it comes to the dalad minim, was in zeh is nikir. The Gashmius mitzad atzma is a kele to mitzvahs. But as we said before, that in the Dalad Minim, where in their own nature, in the physical nature, you see the connection, how they are a kele to mitzvah, how they are specially fit to be used in this mitzvah. It's there in their very nature to be that way, in their physical nature. Only there do you see the true coming together of Elokus and this physical object, the four different types of species, where their very nature is united and connected to Elokus, to the idea of Bittul, to the idea of Achdus. Aber Reyes, wie die Inne von des Achtus, a Pratum Chitzenes ist bloß, was die Pratum seine Bottle zu Achtus. But since, in the case of the Dalad Minim, the unity which comes out, at least in its very inner level, it's a greater expression of Achtus. But on the surface, what you're seeing is only that you have four different types of details which are brought together. Not that they are essentially one. They're being brought together, that's what you see. But not that there are no differences between these four different things. Which is, of course, on a lower level than the kind of achtos in which there are no differences at all. So in order to be able to reveal the inner meaning of the source of the achdus, which is found in the Dalad Minim, which, as we said, is essentially higher, but in the Chitzonis you don't see that inner unity which is higher even than the Sukkah. As those of the Pratim Zayin B'Sachdus is the Pnimius, that the Pratim Guf Zayin in Achdus. That this idea that the details, as they are details, are able to come together and be one, is because in their essence they are one. They're even more one than when everything is one. Vosdriktus di Achtus Amitis, and that this expresses the true nature of unity as found in Atzmos, as we said before. Davdi Sachtus Aprotim Kume Behemshoch zu da Achtus Sholomailu Mischalkus. Therefore, it has to follow on the heels of having the type of achdus which the sukkah expresses, which is an achdus in which there are no differences recognized. Only then can you get to the next level, which is take different details and bring them together, and through this you will reveal that in their true essence, it all comes from the fact that they are connected to atzmos, in which there is no, even when you have different details, they're all still one, essentially. Through the coming together of details, in order to bring out achdus, and that this comes after we've recognized a place where there is no differences, dan vet nizgala dosvos in der sachtes eine do protim, only then can you recognize that the fact that in the type of sachtes unity that is brought out by the dalet minim there are differences is es nicht mit sadem was hat noch nicht mehr gewende achtes shlomayl mischalkos, is not because in the dalet minim it hasn't reached a level in which it can be, there should be no differences. In other words, it doesn't have the benefit of the type of oir which the sukkah has. That's not the reason that the dalet minim are expressed as different details. Nor mitzadem was the protim gufas and inachtus. But rather, what's truly going on by the dalet minim is that there aren't, that even when they express themselves as details, they in essence they are all one. Der Gilui is a neustruck von Achtus Amitis. They are a result of the true nature of unity, in which you can have details and still absolute and terrific unity. But this can only happen once you were introduced to the idea of unity which transcends Hischalkus, which is what the Sukkah brings out. Then when you see the Dalet Minim, and you see the different details in the Dalet Minim, you begin to realize, now you're able to understand that the four different details of those of that mitzvah don't express differences. To the contrary, they express a deeper level of achdus, that there is a place in atzmos where differences are not a contradiction to unity. V'yashleimer ados es oich von the taimim. And one could say that this is also one of the reasons was the mitzvah from the Tillas Dalet Minim is min amufcher is besukkah, that the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, the best way, the way to do it is to do it, to do the bracha, to the mitzvah in the sukkah. What's the reason? Durch dem was the sachtes aprodem the Tillas Dalet Minim kum behemshoch zu the achter shulamayim mischalkes besukkah, because the fact that you bring together the Dalet Minim and it is done under the auspices of the Isachtus, which is expressed by the Sukkah, brings men arois begilui dem the primius and the shoyrus from Isachtus haprotim achtus amitis. It's only there that you're able to reveal that what is the true nature of the achtus of the Isachtus that you do with the protim as brought out by the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim. It's done under the schach of the sukkah to show that this, the schach of the sukkah, brings out that kind of achdus, which is in which there are no pratim, and there are no details and no differences. That shows that the type of hisachdus that you're going to accomplish through the dalet minim is also one where it goes to an even higher level, that the pratim, the details, do not interfere with the achdus in any way. Tess al pianal, based on this, as the achdus the sukkah is hecher from the ischalkus zwischen ruchnis and gashmis, that the unity that is brought out by the sukkah, which is a place in which there is no, it doesn't recognize gashmis and ruchnis, everything is just seen as one, was the far poil to sakdusha oichender gashmis asuka, which is how we explained that the reason that the physical matter of the sukkah can have kedusha, because physical doesn't interfere with it being holy. Vet menoich vashtein the beer in kedushas chag asukas. Now we'll understand also the idea of the holiness of the Yom Tov of Sukkah. The kedusha von jeder Yom Tov kumt mit zad geluyim v'zayne meir in yenem Yom Tov. The holiness of every Yom Tov is associated with the kind of revelations, godly revelations, which are manifest during that Yom Tov. Fodetzach bir, so then we have to understand. V'bald as the geluyim von Sukkah zanani akavet. Zayne b'mchines makiv, since the type of revelations that are manifest during Sukkahs, which comes as the Anani HaKabed, the whole idea is makif, it envelops and surrounds rather than integrates. Tovi poilin zei apu'ule pnimis in them togfun Sukkahs vos v'tzad atzmei yezer ayoyim choyl as is olveren kodesh. How then can something which is by its nature something that doesn't integrate with the world, it's something that encompasses the world and doesn't integrate with it, that's called pnimi. Pnimi means to integrate. So how is it going to change the holiness of a day which is a worldly thing? It is a mundane and ordinary day, and it comes, it's not Shabbos, it's just a weekday, and yet comes along the holiness of Sukkah, which is by nature makif, and somehow it transforms the day, the physical day, to become a holy time. How does that happen? There are two opposite ideas. This is makif, and this requires pnimi. So we can explain this in this way. Since, as we said before, what is comes out from the revelation of Sukkot is that there is no difference. It transcends the differences between the physical and the spiritual. The riber poilin zei kedusha oichanim zman asukas, and therefore they can also transform the time of sukkas, which is by its nature normally ordinary mundane time, and it can transform it into spiritual, just like you said that the physical material of the sukkah, it's for this reason that the physical material of the sukkah can become holy also. The dogmas visa pale and kedusha in the gashmis hasukkah. When a yei says the zman for sukkahs is bechitzen is gleich to zman from the chol hashana, and since if seen without the holiness of sukkah, a Tuesday on which sukkahs falls is just a regular Tuesday, and it's no different than any other Tuesday. Nishvi the sukkah gashmis chach on the fanes the soich be gashmis is in makif. And that the time, the Tuesday, what we're calling the Tuesday, is not like the physical sukkah, which the physical sukkah also expresses the idea of makif, because it surrounds you. You go into the sukkah, it completely envelops you. Certainly in light of the fact that the building of the sukkah also has to be done l'shem mitzvah sukkah, so when you build it, the physical structure, it's also being done l'shem sukkah, and that is done in a way of makif. So it expresses makif, whereas Tuesday expresses pnimi. Kumtois, as in dem was euch des man des sukkahs vet kodesh v'kdushas chag sukkah. So it comes out that the fact that the time in which sukkahs occurs, Tuesday, also becomes sanctified with the holiness of the yom tov of sukkahs. Kumt zu oizdruk de giluyim des sukkahs. This brings out what Sukkot reveals and stands for, expresses. That it brings down the kind of oyer, the kind of alakus, in which there is nothing is limited, nothing is defined as gashmius or ruchnius anymore. Everything can be seen as integrated from each other, because in makif there is no difference between gashmius and ruchnius, and this is brought out by the time in which sukkahs is celebrated. In other words, by the Tuesday becoming holy, nochmer v'inzei pulor the gashmius hasukkah. It brought out in that even more so than in the fact that the sukkah can become holy, that the materials of the sukkah can become holy, because the materials of the sukkah also express some transcendent idea. But Tuesday doesn't express any transcendent idea at all. it is also a pnimiyazdika thing. It's also something which is physical and just manifests an idea of the world. And yet, it can become holy. That brings out even more so that Sukkos is so transcendent that it can even not only integrate a physical material of a sukkah, but it can even integrate into holiness the time, the Tuesday in which Sukkos occurs. Va'afal became, and even so, vibald as the kedusha in schach on the fan, since the holiness which is brought out into the schach and the walls of the sukkah, and materials of the sukkah, and I feel in the zman for sukkahs, even in the time and the Tuesday which the sukkahs occurs, vet uvita mitzad giluim the sukkah unish mitzad atzmam, they only become sanctified because of what sukkahs brings to them, and it's not something natural to them. Vaistas, as distinct from the Dalad Minim, Vaistas as Oich Bechinus Achtas, the Sukkah is Mugder and Geder Achtas Shalom Eilam Ischalkas. It still brings out the idea that the kind of Achtas that it is all, that is being accomplished here, is just the type of Achtas in which no differences are recognized. There is no difference. It's not that you can have details and bring them together. No, it comes from a place in which no differences are recognized. Siznor was the amshacha von achtus shalom ischalkus hot nish ken agbola. It's just that this kind of achtus that comes from a place where there is no differences is so unlimited. Unazveret nimsha b'chol makim, so it can be brought down. This kind of achtus can be brought down even into the physical world, and therefore it can transform even the physical materials and even the physical time. Everything can be transformed. But it does. It's not that it can bring together differences and make them into one. It comes from a place in which no differences are recognized, but that kind of oir can be nimshach into the world as well. Mashenkin, the achdus from the Dalad Minim, whereas when we get to the unity which is expressed by the Dalad Minim, vibald as the achdus shebehem is nish nor, durch kiyima mitzvah mamshachos oir mil maila. That since the type, the holiness that is brought to them is not just because you did a mitzvah with them, nor echfriya, but it's something that is intrinsically natural to them in their physical state. Mitzad zeir eigenem teva, from their own natural state, does haste. In other words, as the protim zayne b'sachtos nish defar vos in zevet nimshach inin ha'achtos shemachutz lahem. In other words, it's not that we have brought a manifestation of unity into them, which is something outside of them. It was brought from the outside. Now the protim guf is zayne b'mchinus achtos, but over there, it's their natural state that they can bring together details and make them into one. That is the natural state of each one of these four species, as it was explained earlier. Brengtos arois, the achtos amitzos, so therefore they express the true nature of achtos as it is found within the essence of Hashem Himself, the place of absolute and true achtos. So based on this, we understand that the fact that the Yom Tov, not Sukkos, but the holiness of the day of Yom Tov, that it's through that celebration that we are mzeicha to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and the time was those were the greich dafke durch Shvitzes Achag and nicht durch ki mitzvah Sukkah, and why this is reached. Why we can be zeicha to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash only through celebrating Yom Tov and not related to the mitzvah of Sukkah specifically. On the shaychus from the Tilus Dalad Minim to Shmei Shemashiach, and we also understand the connection between the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim and the name of Mashiach. Their uftu from Binyan Beis Hamikdash is, what is the great novel accomplishment of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash? As the gilu b'teichem for Beis Hamikdash kisa kovim marim merishin, that the meaning and the purpose and the revelation that comes about as from the Beis Hamikdash, as expressed by the pasuk marim merishin, verd nimshach umpoilt oich if makam mikdashenu, that it also affects the place of the holy of the holiness. In other words, the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Der makam is a makam from velt chayu mitzadatzmai, that the place in which becomes sanctified as the makam amigdosh is by its nature just a space, a physical space. It has no intrinsic holiness. And the far vert is the greich beikad durch beyem rishon mikra kedush, and that's why that becomes how do we bring the holiness to a physical space in the world through the mitzvah of beyem rishon mikra kedush of transforming Tuesday into a holy day. Was euch die ananya kovet lemaile peilen nicht nur auf die atze binnen asukken ar euch ab dem zman. Was euch die Anani akavet lemaile peilen nicht nor ev di atze binin asuka, that even the Anani akavet, which is the flow from above of the holiness of sukkahs, have their effect not only on the sukkah itself, which we said before is not such a great accomplishment because the sukkah itself represents something which is higher than creation. Nor oich in dem zman, but that it even brings a holiness to the time, to the Tuesday, which, as we said before, is a lower level. As overen regel, that this time of the world, that in other words, this physical time, should also become the a yom tiv asis shavis, which is a time of rest. In other words, it's mavatel dem chayil. It neutralizes the weekday and it turns it into a holiness. And it does so in a perfect state, which is expressed by the word Rishon. Rishon means the top and the first and the best and so on, in its perfection. That you're not allowed to do any work. Durch Mikra, and this happens through our declaring Rufen Arayrufen von Em von Kodesh, by declaring and meaning to introduce into it holiness. In other words, how can you reach a state in which you can take an ordinary space, the Har HaBayis, and turn it into a holy place, take ordinary physical space and make it into a holy place by taking an ordinary day, taking the ordinary time, and bringing holiness into that? And that's even more, that takes even more than taking a sukkah which is built in a way that it expresses L'mayla Me'ischalkus and making it into sukkah. That is a good thing, but it's not as, it doesn't reach as deep as taking ordinary time, which by its ordinary intrinsic state is just weekday, it's mundane, it doesn't express any holiness at all, and bringing holiness into that. That's why we're zeichet to be able to take the place of the Beis HaMikdash and turn it into the place of holiness, the place where Hashem dwells. And that's why the Gemara says that it's through the Shvisas HaRegel that we're zeichet to the Beis HaMikdash and not through the mitzvah of Sukkah. Afal v'kein is zeichet the pe'ula if mokam is ashen enor mitzvahim gilim l'mayla. But still, how is it that we are able to turn the ordinary space of the Beis HaMikdash into a holiness? It's because we introduce something from above into it. That it comes from above, which is brought down into the place. But when we now, when we come to the Shema Yishol Mashiach, but when we get to the name of Mashiach, Menachem, as is bringing a chama of Golos, that Mashiach, whose name is Menachem, and therefore he will bring us comfort from the Golos, is as ervert nicht nur mamshach sein, ervert nicht nur mamshach sein geluyim umayla, nor ervert euch megala sein de pnimius einu von Golos. Here, it's not that he will introduce something from outside of the Golos and transform the Golos that way, but to the contrary, he will reveal what the inner meaning of Golos is. He will reveal to us what the Golos itself represents. The Golos Gufa is Tachlis Rishon HaTov, how the Golos itself was something which was good. In other words, Rishon is still associating again with the word Rishon. V'mevetzogen, as we know that in the time of Mashiach we will say what the Pasuk says, Oich Hashem ki anafta bi, I will thank you Hashem because you have punished me. In other words, that we will begin to see, we will get to see how the punishment itself, the Golos itself, was something to be thankful for. Und das wird der Gerecht nicht durch die Mitzvah Simcha mitzad atzmai, and that this can be reached and achieved not through the Mitzvah of Simcha, nor vidas is fabunim mit den tilos dalad minim, but how it's associated, how simcha stems, comes, springs forth from the dalad minim. Vos in yonim is as oich di in yoni oilem etzad atzmam zani kelim to the achdus nolakuz. The idea of netilas dalad minim, as we said before at length, is that the physical world itself expresses the unity of Hashem, and that's what the ultimate revelation of Mashiach is, that the golos itself was the source of what we will finally recognize as a source of blessing. And that's why it's dafka through the dalad minim, and it's not through the inyan of simcha itself, that we merit the Shmei Shel Mashiach.